This is Simon Walker, chairman of Constellation, the Huntsworth Group of communications agencies, Grayling, Citygate, Dew Rogerson, Red, and Quiller. Over the past few weeks, we've been holding breakfast briefings on navigating business through the COVID-19 noise with leaders of business, the media, and politics. The feedback from our invited audience was so strong that we thought we should share them on a wider platform. So here are the first four, which we've turned into 20-minute podcasts, which I hope you will find insightful and useful. We live in uncertain times. As a former Director General of the Institute of Directors, I know that many businesses up and down this country are feeling the economic strain of COVID. Uncertain times mean change and innovation, which the communications industry has to embrace if it's to help and support its clients. Whether it's about training, employee engagement, risk or reputation, the times ahead are challenging, but will offer huge and exciting opportunities for businesses. We as advisors just need to be even more creative and innovative in order to help clients through the emergence out of coronavirus. Our second briefing was with Andy Burnham, Mayor of Greater Manchester and a former Labour Secretary of State for Health. On what would have been polling day for local government elections, Andy shared his thoughts on the situation and the government's response.
Good morning, everybody. I'd forgotten that this would have been polling day, but we're in a very different world, of course, than the one we were all expecting to be in. Before all this, you know, Manchester was going great guns, Greater Manchester. I think we were really moving, and we'd kind of got the north of England, if you like, more highly up the political agenda than it had ever been before. So things were looking promising. And of course, the world has completely changed on us. So as well as responding to the initial crisis, we've been trying to think through what it means for the city region beyond. And I suppose I'll start, Richard, by saying, you know, for us from here, it's got to be about levelling up with a vengeance, I guess. You know, I was on a call with the Prime Minister, with the other mayors on Friday, and, you know, it's not escaped our notice that the Mayor of London has been on Cobra, but no other mayor from any other English city was invited to join. And it felt a bit like the government had gone back into its default mode. Hearing the London voice, but not the English region. So, you know, I did make the point to him that coming out of this, the government has got to not just bring back levelling up, but actually accelerate it as a result of all of this. Because it's quite clear, I think, Richard, now, the virus has hit the most deprived communities hardest. I mean, the evidence shows that. So the health crisis has hit the poorer parts of the country hardest. The risk is that the economic crisis that follows does exactly the same. And that's what we've got to guard against. And I think the government will now have to put real substance behind levelling up. And I said to him, you know, we're ready to work in a spirit of national unity here to get the country working again, but in a way that, you know, keeps the building of the regions that we were seeing before. In terms of our response, just to say for a moment, you know, we have a devolved system in Greater Manchester. As ever, it really pulls together in moments like this. We saw that in May 2017 when tragedy struck the city, and we felt it again. You know, the city works as one, and the partnerships built in Greater Manchester, not just between public sector institutions, but public-private, and without, they are immensely strong, and they've really carried us through again. Businesses stepping forward to help. We've initiated our own efforts to purchase PPE from around the world. You know, Greater Manchester is a very resourceful, entrepreneurial place, and that has served us well. But I guess now it's about recovery, isn't it? So just to say a word on that. I'll be honest, I've been on the media this morning already expressing caution about any kind of change to the stay-at-home message, because I think the Northwest is about a fortnight behind London, and it feels about a fortnight premature to me to be making any change to the message. My experts in Greater Manchester told me yesterday that we are not yet clearly on a downward trajectory here with regard to the virus. So you know, I have gone on the media this morning to say that it does feel premature, but I don't say that in any sense to stymie the economy. You know, I absolutely recognise how crucial it is to bring business back and to do it as safely as we can, but also as quickly as we can. And I was one of those a couple of weeks ago calling for a standards-led approach or a safety-led approach to release from lockdown. And what I mean by that is not arbitrary decisions about, yes, this sector can come back, but that one can't. It should be more a judgment of, is this business operating safe procedures? And therefore, that's the test about whether or not people can come back. And, you know, to be fair to the government, they seem to have accepted some of that thinking. I just think they may be going a little too early with that release, but we're going to work carefully with them over the coming days and weeks to get this right. Of course, there is no immediate return to normality. Just think of public transport for a moment. We're being told that we're going to either have social distancing on public transport or people required to wear face coverings or masks. If you go with the former, you're looking at 10 to 20% of normal volumes on public transport in terms of passengers. If you go with the mask, you're probably looking at about 30%, 40%. So either way, you cannot move people in and out of the city in the same way that we were doing pre-lockdown. So I've already made it clear to the Greater Manchester Chamber of Commerce and other business organisations, we're going to have to work with you all on a phased return. And actually, let's make this a positive thing. We're going to have to capture the benefits of home working that we've all been experiencing. And we know that the technology more or less works to support it. So let's kind of plan this together, this return. But actually, let's capture some of the benefits in giving people a more flexible working life. Let's get rid of that traditional commute. You know, Greater Manchester still has a very traditional 9-to-5 working day. And that causes intense congestion at the pre-9am period and then the post 5am, 5pm period. So let's change that, you know, let's obviously make the city work a bit better. And I'll finish on this point, Richard. This is kind of, I suppose, the overarching message that we're building around recovery: build back better. You know, we've all taken a step back, haven't we? We've all had a chance to sort of look at things in through different eyes. And, you know, we're very much of the view in Greater Manchester that we should take this opportunity to change the way we do things. So an example yesterday was that we, with our 10 councils, have made a number of immediate measures with regard to cycling by creating temporary traffic measures to prioritise cycling and walking. That's an example of build back better. But there are so many more. If you take clean air, I'm saying to the government, we know we've got to encourage people to change their vehicles. So let's get on with that now, you know, create a scheme so small companies can change their vans to non-polluting vans. Self-employed taxi drivers can upgrade their vehicles, because that is both business support, but also the right support that we're going to have to do to capture the benefit of the clean air we've all been enjoying. Let's lay more digital infrastructure coming out of this to support that expansion of home working. Let's start expanding the green economy, particularly retrofitting domestic properties to support our goals of being zero carbon. So what we're saying is, you know, we're going to have to make a jump here from some industries that are going to be struggling post-COVID and possibly in the long term struggling, to really advancing those new industries, those high value jobs in the green and digital sectors. And that too is part of our Build Back Better message. So lots more to discuss, Richard. I'm sure people will have questions. So perhaps I've given you a flavour of where our thinking is at, and I'll hand back to you.
Andy Burnham went on to answer questions from over 100 business leaders and local government attendees. His key points were, don't jump too soon. We were too late to go into lockdown. Let's not be too early to come out of it. Business and the public will not thank anyone if Britain is hit by a second wave. A proper testing and contact tracing program is critical to a safety-first approach. That in turn is critical to building business confidence. Notably, the Chief Resilience Officer of Greater Manchester is currently advising that we are still in a plateau and not yet in a decline of the virus. Build back better. Let's make the phased return a positive process by capturing the benefits. Improved technology, more active travel, cleaner air, improved work-life balance, ending rough sleeping. Digital is an area where there have been big strides in recent weeks, suggesting previous delays were because of a siloed approach rather than a lack of funding. Now is the time to lay full fibre across the country, expanding the digital economy and improving productivity. However, alongside this, we must think about how we support the digitally vulnerable and excluded. Now is also the time to see a golden era for cycling and walking, although, on the other hand, social distancing will make this a difficult time for public transport, as routes are cherry-picked. Nonetheless, trains also have a promising future, but franchising should be devolved to mayoral authorities, supporting an integrated approach to transport and intercity connectivity. Levelling up must be part of the answer, deeds, not words. Coming out of this crisis, government must not only bring back levelling up, but accelerate it. The health crisis has hit the poorest hardest, and the economic crisis risks doing the same. Party politics is irrelevant to Andy. He'll work with anyone who can help him unlock the potential of the Northern powerhouse. The Prime Minister, as a former mayor himself, helpfully looks on policy from the bottom up and is very knowledgeable about public transport. However, at the moment, levelling up is still more of a slogan than a reality. That will need to change if he's to hold on to new turned blue seats like Andy's former constituency, Lee, which has just seen a cut in council deprivation funding. It was concerning at the crisis outbreak that the Mayor of London was invited to join COBRA meetings, but not the other regional mayors. It's time to reinvent town centres. The challenge facing our town centres is only increased by the impact of this crisis. It's time to reinvent them completely and rethink them as residential centres rather than relying on limping retail. We should be putting modern residential homes, particularly for older people, in this space and taking advantage of its connections to public transport. Stockport Mayoral Development Corporation is already working on this, offering a potential blueprint for other places. Manchester's the place to be. Greater Manchester has been going great guns and is higher up the political agenda than ever before. It's also the UK's leading digital region. During the crisis, they've set up a digital reporting system for care homes and have a Britain-leading integrated care record for 2.8 million people. This gives Greater Manchester potential to become the leading hub for health research and innovation. They worked hard with the last government to develop a local industrial strategy to support growth in high-value jobs. Focused areas include digital, fintech, retail tech, health tech, cyber, materials and advanced manufacturing, including graphene, as well as health and life sciences. We hope you enjoyed this insightful and interesting discussion.